Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you stopping by. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester. Excited to welcome in our next guest, Gino.
Yeah, college football season is here. We're less than 2 weeks away from the opener at Western Michigan for Syracuse football. He's the head coach of the Syracuse Orange, Coach Dino Babers. Coach, thank you for your time today. How are things coming together for your team?
Everything's going well. How are you guys doing, Mike, Gene? How are you guys?
We are excellent, Coach.
Good, good.
So how's camp been, Coach, for you so far?
Camp has been long, long practices, a lot of good weather. We've even when the weather was bad, we took opportunities to get out there and play around in the rain and slop around in the mud like football players do to get ready for those November games. We may have some rain or snow when we're outside in the later part of the conference, of the schedule in the conference. So everything's been good.
Syracuse head coach Dino Babers joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Coach, you were quoted as saying that this was the best off season we've had. I'm curious as to why.
The physicality of it, the weight that the young men are moving, the condition that they came back into camp. You know, I really think from a physical standpoint, we may be ready. Now, we still need to work on the mental part of it. So much of this game is mental. But physically, I think we match up better this year than we have the two previous years.
Well, you don't have any questions at quarterback. Eric Dungy now healthy, the senior quarterback this season. What is the ceiling, Coach, for Eric? Not just for Eric, but for the Syracuse offense this season.
You know, I don't like to put ceilings on anything. I don't know what that is. I really don't. I think we have an opportunity to be better than we were the first 2 years. I think that the only thing that could hold us back is ourselves, and we need to attack this thing full speed ahead and see where we end up.
Let's break down the defense a little bit with Coach Dino Babers, Syracuse University. We've read reports that the defense is going to be going a 4-2-5 alignment. Is that true? And if it is true, is that because you want to put your best 11 on the field, or are you using that nickel? Is that something that's necessary with all of the passing offenses that you're going to face?
You know, the numbers, whether it's a 4-2-5, whether it's a 4-3, whether it's an Okie, whether it's a 3-3 stack, it just comes down to personnel. You're just trying to get your best 11 on the football field.
Well, we saw last year, I mean, sorry to bring this up, but it, you know, the run defense at times needed improvement. How do you think your defense is improving in that area?
Well, I just think that our defensive line is so much deeper and so much more physical. We got Slayton coming back and McKinley Williams along with Alton and Kendall Coleman and Brandon Berry. I just think that our big guys are so big and they have so much experience that it's going to definitely help the run game.
Dino Babers, head coach, Syracuse football, our guest in the Sports Bar. Coach, how are you guys holding up health-wise? You lost a depth guy in defensive end, Zach Morton, but it seems like the Orange, for the most part, are healthy, correct?
We're banged up, but we haven't had any season-ending injuries. So whether they're ready for the first game or the second game, we'll have everybody ready for the season.
Can't believe we're coming up on it. It's Friday night, the 31st, right before Labor Day weekend. Western Michigan, you're on the road. Have you started feeding your guys the game plan for this game, Coach?
That's a direct question. The answer is no, not yet. We just finished camp really yesterday, and we'll have a little process of depth chart, cleaning up the depth chart offensively and defensively, and when we get done with that, in the next couple of days, we'll start toning in and tuning in on Western Michigan.
Well, set us up for this game. Western Michigan on the road. What do we know about this opponent?
Well, I think the big thing we know about this opponent is how much they know about us. Obviously, there's a bunch of coaches there that used to coach here. A lot of the guys that are going to be running out on the football field were recruited by a lot of those guys. We had a situation like that last year, which I won't mention, and we did not handle it as well as we should have. We really got to be able to attack the mental part of this game and make sure we go out with the right attitude to do the things that we need to do to get the job done that we know must get done.
Dino Babers, head coach, Syracuse football, joining us in the sports bar. You got to host kids of soldiers from Fort Drum yesterday, Coach. Is that correct?
We did. And the little tykes were out there running around. It was great. They had an opportunity to watch practice. They got in with our players. Our players gave them a big breakdown, and they had a lot of fun. Then they got an opportunity to go off and do a bunch of exercises and runs and races with our football players and our coaches. It was a fun day for the military kids from Drum.
And I gotta imagine that was quite the experience for you as well. I mean, you can relate. You're the son of a Navy vet. What was that like growing up for you, Dino?
You know, growing up on military bases, you really appreciate and you understand the meaning of Old Glory. And with some of the things that are going on nowadays all around the country, you know, I wish everybody could grow up on a military base and grow up with kids whose dads are POWs or MIAs, and maybe their feelings might be a little bit different about some of the things that have been pressing in the news.
Head Coach Dino Babers, our guest here in the sports bar. We saw the social media post today that you had a familiar name to those who watch ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. I mean, Coach, Danger and I are available, but I would understand why if Stephen A. Smith were available, you would want him talking to your team.
Well, we got it. Gene, we'll get you in Danger in there one day. We'll get some topic that you guys can go over high cotton with. But I'll tell you what now, Stephen A., that guy spoke for you. Okay, this is how weird I am. Okay,
if you're gonna tell me that he spoke for a long time, I'm gonna believe you. I can't imagine he run out of gas.
Here's the point I'm gonna make. He spoke. This may not be interesting to everybody else, but it's doggone interesting to me. This is how boring I am. He spoke for over an hour, and he only had one ah or one pause.
Okay.
In a sentence.
That tells me that he's speaking with some, I would say, gravitas, some confidence.
He's speaking with some confidence. He's speaking with some knowledge, and he's really good at it.
Coach Dino Babers joining us in the sports bar as we look forward to another season of Syracuse football. Coach, a lot has been made of that schedule. Let's set an expectation for this season. It's always tough in the ACC. Break down that schedule for us. What are we looking forward to this year?
Well, I tell you what, it's another challenging schedule. I think the non-conference is challenging, and anytime you have Notre Dame, you know, the team that doesn't have a conference that's always up for the championship series just because of who they are, you know, it's going to be a tough non-conference. And when you're in the ACC Atlantic, do you really have any easy games? Is there really an easy game in the ACC Atlantic? So we've got one of the toughest schedules in the country, but we understand that's what happens when you're Syracuse University and you're playing in this conference.
Yeah, better to be in a good conference, Coach, and you are in a great one. Coach, we appreciate your time today. Good luck against Western Michigan, and hopefully we can catch up at some point this season.
Gene, thank you so much, and Danger, I'm telling you, you got the best nickname in the world. I had a nickname like that, I wouldn't have to. Some of my opponents might be scared of me.
Much love, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Mike. Bye-bye.
Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. They're Flip. We weren't that negative with that, were we, Flip? Flip tweeting us here
on
ESPN Rochester.
Yeah, you could get fire up for the orange.
Really, I'm going to run through a wall after talking to Dino Babers. Feeling good.
This is not a layup this first game, although the orange, and this is your orange update brought to you by Brentley Brothers, they are favored in this game by 5.5 points at Western Michigan. They come home the following week against Wagner. So you would think, Mike Danger, they'll be off to a 2-0 start. But you got to take care of business at Western Michigan. An Orange Update brought to you by Bentley Brothers. Thinking of a new tractor, zero turn, or RTV, then get the Bentley Brothers in either Brockport or Albion. How about a new chainsaw, leaf blower, string trimmer? They've got them too. Bentley Brothers, for all your power equipment and service needs, save a horse, ride a Kubota, online at BentleyBrosInc.com.
I'm just kidding, Flip. Appreciate the tweets at ESPN Rochester. You can always reach out to us as well at 454-ESPN, the Bedlam Residential Hotline, 454-3776. As we do at this time every day, we'll serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. Time for NFL appetizers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And it's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. Adrian Peterson has a new home.
I'm still not drafting.
Right? We'll tell you where the former Pro Bowler has landed. And, ooh, a scare avoided. The most expensive guard in the NFL. Looked like he had a pretty serious knee injury. It looks like they've avoided that. We'll get to Dallas for that as well. NFL appetizers on the way. Next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester has the Buffalo Bills covered. Buffalo Bills covered. Bills general manager Brandon Bean in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
I love camp away. I think it's important. So as long as I'm the GM, unless Terry and Kim find us a different spot that they think is better, I hope we continue to come up here to Rochester.
Bills corner Vontae Davis.
You know, in this league, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to make a name for yourself and earn respect. Respect is earned in this league.
Good coaches make the jump between game one and game two. Good teams make a jump between game one and game two.
Trent Murphy, Buffalo Bills defensive end.
Never take a day for granted. Never take a play for granted. You never know when something's going to happen. I mean, it's football. Anything could happen.
Marcus Murphy, Bills running back.
Each and every play that I get in and I have an opportunity, I want to make the most of it. You know, I have a point to prove.
You can expect to hear from the biggest names with the best insight for the entire Buffalo Bills season. The Bills live on Rochester's most listened to sports station. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.